You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Welcome back to Chopped and Screwed, the show on all things sampling. I hope you're having a wonderful Friday. Before we get into this episode, I'm super excited to talk about this artist. But before we do that, we just want to acknowledge the death of Sergio Mendes, the Brazilian-born pianist, composer, and arranger who brought bossa nova music to the global audience in the 1960s. So at the top of the hour, we just want to honor his legacy. We've played him on my show before, but first thing we wanted to do is just play a song by Sergio Mendes. Our thoughts are with his family. Here's Más Que Nada.
Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba, este samba que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto veio, samba de preto tudo. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba, este samba que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto veio, samba de preto tudo. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
That was Más Que Nada by Sergio Mendes in the Brazil 66. Rest in peace to three-time Grammy-nominated Sergio Mendes. All right, let's get on with the show. Today on Chopped and Screwed, the show on all things sampling with your host Alex, we are going to be talking about NX Worries, a.k.a. No Worries, the dynamic duo consisting of recording artist Anderson Paak and record producer Knowledge. They are both signed to Stone's Throw Records and released their debut studio album, Yes, Laud, in 2016, and their second studio album recently, Why, Laud, in 2024. Knowledge, the producer, his sound is represented by a mix of various genres such as jazz, soul, old-school hip-hop, and modern rap. He was born Glenn Booth from New Jersey, a lot of his discography is characterized by samples from very obscure bands and records that we'll see throughout the show. I'll acknowledge it when we get to it, but some of the research I did for this episode was pretty difficult because of how little information there were on some of the bands out there. Anderson Paak began producing music from his bedroom as a teenager, while attending Foothill Technology High School, and his first experience performing was as a drummer for his family's church in Oxnard, California. Talented duo, and I'm really, really excited to get into this episode. But at the top of the hour, I just want to give a content warning. There will be some NSFW language used in some of these songs. So if you dislike that, consider tuning in at 2 p.m. for continued program. In the meantime, keep that dial on 101.9 FM, or if you're listening online at citr.ca. First song, let's get into it. This is from Yes Lord, the 2016 album. This song is called Scared Money. That was Scared Money by No Worries. So that song samples two songs. First is I Could Never Say It's Over by the BB&Q Band from 1982. That band, which stands for Brooklyn, Bronx, and Queens Band, was an Italian-American post-disco band formed in 1979, and then they disbanded in 1987. The BB&Q Band was a studio project formed by businessman Jacques-Fred Petrus following success with Change, Macho, and the Peter Jacques Band. Petrus teamed up with Mauro Malavasi to create a new group named after the three New York City boroughs. Paris Ford, a New York session bassist, and his fellow musicians became the core of the band. So we'll listen to that, and then we'll listen to the other sample, Midnight by A Tribe Called Quest. And I'll talk a little bit about them, even though we've touched on that band, on that group before on CIT, on Chopped and Screwed. And if you want to go check out that episode, head to our archives on CITR.ca. look for my show, Chopped and Screwed, and then take a listen to that episode for more information. But we'll talk about that record when we get to it. Here's I Could Never Say It's Over by the BB&Q Band.
I drop this rhyme. See, Jake be getting illy when the sun get dark. He be coming out for heads, but you don't let me start. There's activities aplenty in the nighttime. For the ghetto child, it seem to be the right time. See, kids be getting stuck with jewels or fly gimmicks. Shorty see the action in it, start to mimic. Running to the corner, the dice game is blazing. Looking at the loop, it seems so amazing. Puts the short down to be exact one pound. He shakes the stones in his hands, then he lets it down. Scared money don't make none. He threw a trip on the ace, now he's out, son. Hits the local bodega to wolf down a hero. Sun is on a midnight run like De Niro. Spots a shorty rock standing on his block. The fiends be hounding him to pump, so we asked if it's not. Conversation that he kicked till the shorty was a sly one. Increased intensity, cause there she was a fly one. Took her to the crib, there she ran her jibs about mind upliftment and being positive. He yawned and he sighed till 105. Then he finally realized the honey was alive. At least he didn't plan on building. For the evening, threw the feel out on the dome and said, come on, yo, we leaving. Came out on the scene as he told her to beep him. Saw his man stand with a blunt in his hand. You know the transaction. Brothers getting lost in the weed satisfaction. Coming down the block, man, loud as. You would swear Red Man was inside the truck. As the night seemed darker, cops is on the hunt. They interrupt your cipher and crush your blunt. See, you left your work at home, so they pat you down for nothing. Why in the hell does 10-4 keep fronting? You push through the park, even though it's still dark. The kid is nice on the hoop. He said, I spot you, true. The night is on my mind. The sun is still shining. But now the night is on the mind. The night is on the mind. The night is on your mind. Ayo, the sun is still shining. But now the night is on the mind. As for me, I'm a nocturnal animal. God concentrates on a young black man who makes a nigga speaker shake. The nighttime is busiest. Word to Aunt Kizzy, it's the time we get down. Yo, son, you know the sound. The flavor's on the top with the rugged beat to back it. The night makes the aura and the Jake can't hack it. The way the moon dangles in the midnight sky and the stars dance around. Ayo, I think it's fly. Intensity, most rappers don't see it. Spirit wise, musically, you gotta be it. Serenity, assignments of the sounds and emotions in the concrete jungle when the sun don't bungle. I think it's hard to find the words on how I feel. I paid about a deuce 20 for the Ampex deal. But let me slow down, I think I ran my jibs enough. Peace out to the nation, stay rugged and rough. The night is on my mind. The sun is still shining. The night is on my mind. The night is on my mind. The night is on my mind. Yeah, the sun is still shining. But now the night is on my mind. Uh-huh, the night is on my mind. The night is on your mind. You know the sun is still shining. But now the night is on the mind. Yeah, the night is on the mind. The night is on the mind. Hey yo, the sun is still shining. But now the night is on the mind. Yeah, the night is on the mind. The night is on the mind. Hey yo, the sun is still shining.
Did you know that the rate of AIDS in the Black and Hispanic community is rising at an alarming rate? Education is a proper means for slowing it down.
You just heard Midnight by A Tribe Called Quest featuring Rafael Sadiq. That song was used in a sample by No Worries in their song Scared Money, which we listened to earlier. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Chopped and Screwed, the show on all things sampling. We're talking about No Worries, the duo group consisting of Anderson .Paak and Knowledge. This next song I'm super excited about because it's my favorite No Worries song of all time. Anderson .Paak did a live version of the song on NPR's Tiny Desk. It's a banger. And I'm really excited about the sample because it's something we've talked about before. It's a Gil Scott-Heron sample. It samples The Bottle, which is Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson's song, released in 1974. So we're going to listen to Suede by No Worries. We'll jump into a little quick break, and then we'll listen to The Bottle by Gil Scott-Heron right after. Here is Suede off the album Yes Lord, released in 2016.
Smooth in the motherfucker, suede on the inside, candy paint, I ain't gotta tell you what the rims look like, look, I'm gripping wood like a motherfucker, she asked me can a friend ride, Kelly wanna have a drink, and Shawnee wanna pop pills all night, look, don't be fucking with my tape, dad, you gon' listen to this Marvin, you gon' listen to this Bloodstone, all y'all niggas want that Barry White. Well, I don't really fuck with that right there. I can make a nigga act up right there. But go and get your rocks off, boo. No, I don't really do all that, but it's more for you.
Come on!
I'm far from a pimp, but I'm close to you. You're fucking with an old soul twice removed. My pops used to work up on them fighter jets. Maybe that's the reason I'll be through. Now who the fuck called me a player? I ain't one of these young niggas out here sweating for a pay stub. I'm a coach. I'ma teach these bitches how to lay up. Now most of y'all can't do shit. But all my chicks cook grits, and roll a spliff at the same damn time. You ain't lived long enough to have a bitch this fine. Now if you don't mind, if I call you a bitch, it's cause you're my bitch. And as long as no one else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Now if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call at the six, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now. She with it, she with it. Shit, keep it 300, I ain't even gotta hit it. She with it, she with it. All she wanna do is watch a real nigga winning, nigga. She with it, she with it. Look me in my eye, there'll be no simping. She with it, she with it. Got a whole lot of women, all of them with it. Yes, Lord. My mama said don't trust these hoes, boy, be about your loot.
True story.
Now my mama told me that, why the fuck would I listen to you? Yes, Lord. You never go broke chasing riches, but you might go broke chasing every little stank asshole with a tongue piercing. Now, if I call you a bitch, it's cause you my bitch. And as long as no one else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Now, if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call at the six, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now. She with it, she with it. Shit, keep it 300, I ain't even gotta hit it. She with it, she with it. All she wanna do is watch a real nigga winning, nigga. She with it, she with it. Look me in my eye, there'll be no simping. She with it, she with it. Got a whole lot of women, all of them with it.
Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord!
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Royal Otis, live in concert, coming to the PNE Forum in Vancouver on October 22nd. Fresh off the heels of their debut album, Prats in Pain, and the viral cover of Murder on the Dance Floor for Triple J's Like a Virgin, don't miss the Australian duo on their biggest tour yet, Royal Otis, Glory to Glory Fall Tour. Tickets are on sale now at ticketleader.ca. TicketLeader.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also available at CITR.ca. This is Chopped and Screwed. We're talking about No Worries. We just heard Suede off the album Yes Lord, which was released in 20. The song was released in 2015, album in 2016. That song samples one of my favorite artists, Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson, their song The Bottle, which was released in 1974. Gil Scott-Heron was an influential American jazz poet, singer, musician, and author, best known for his work as a spoken word performer in the 1970s and 80s. We have actually had a whole episode dedicated on Gil Scott-Heron, which featured our music and volunteer manager, Isia. So if you're interested in that, go check it out on CITR.ca/chop-screwed. Check out our archive. All my episodes are archived there. And we got some really, really cool ones with great guests, so check it out. But Gil Scott-Heron, his collaborations with musician Brian Jackson blended jazz, blues, and soul with socially and politically charged lyrics delivered through both rapping and melismatic vocal techniques. Scott-Heron coined the term bluesologist to describe himself, defining it as a scientist focused on the origins of the blues. Described by music critics as the album's best recording, the commercial success of The Bottle helped lead to Jackson and Scott-Heron's next recording contract with Arista Records. This song has been sampled over 80 times. Some examples include Black is Black by the Jungle Brothers, featuring Q-Tip in 1988, It's Time to Party, EPMD in 1989, Sophie by Rubix in 2012, and of course, Suede by No Worries. So here is The Bottle by Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson.
Oh, uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You see that black boy over there running scared? His old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5. He drink full time. Now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared? His old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done fond of damn near everything. His old woman waiting to pay for bottle. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time people in a bottle, there's people living in the bottle. Listen to me, see that sister, her shirt was fine, she started drinking wine in the bottle. She told me
something, brother. Looking like a goner, it's gonna be me. Sing the song. Na 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 na.
That was The Bottle by Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson off their album Winter in America. Next song we got up for ya is From Here by No Worries, of course, off their 2024 album, New Music Alert, Why Lord. This song is featuring Snoop Dogg, and the sample is very obscure, so I'm really excited to talk about it. It was a pain to try and find who made this song. So here is From Here.
Oh, worst thing that can happen to a man is coming home to an empty bed. But I beg to differ. I say the worst thing that can happen to a man is if his lady gets up and changes the locks and puts all his clothes on the front door. And now she's nowhere to be found. And now you have nowhere to go. What do you go to? What do you do? Yeah, it's the story of a man. You may know that man. Man, oh man. That's life. What do you go to? What do you run to? Who do you go to?
That was From Here by No Worries featuring Snoop Dogg and October London. Sorry, it cut off for me, so I didn't mention October London, but they're in there. That's off the new album 2024 Why Loud by No Worries. This song samples probably the hardest artist to find that I've ever had to do on this show. Its sample is called How Would You Like It Baby by Time, and Time is an acronym. It's a band from 1975. Time stands for the Incredible Music Experience, and its members were Carl Creary, Eric McDermott, Hugh Goff, and many more. The label that put out this album is from the mid 1970s. It's a Jamaican label founded by Keith Anderson, also known as Bob Andy, with production credits often given to the organization. And that was it. That was all I could find. Found it's not on Spotify, it's not on Apple Music. I found a few recordings of it on YouTube, so that's what we're gonna listen to. I do not know how Knowledge and Anderson .Paak found this record. My guess, they were crate digging, as a lot of producers say, and found this jam. It's great though, so we're gonna listen to it. Here's How Would You Like It Baby by Time.
You Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is Chopped and Screwed. I'm your host, Alex. We're covering No Worries today, the dynamic duo of Anderson .Paak and producer Knowledge. We got another song for you. This one comes off the new 2024 album as well, Why Lord. This is She Used. That was She Used by No Worries. The sample in that song is She Calls Me Baby by J. Kelly and the Premiers, released in 1973. Lead member is John Kelly, U.S. soul songwriter, singer from Philadelphia, PA. The label that was released on was Roadshow Record Label, which was created in 1972 by Fred Frank and Sid Maurer in New York, New York. closed down in 1979, and the catalog is now owned by Sony Music Entertainment. And that's it. Again, another one of those samples that not a lot of information on the internet about. So I do my best. Let's listen to it, though. This is She Calls Me Baby by J. Kelly and the Premiers. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was She Calls Me Baby by J. Kelly and the Premiers. The sample used in the song She Used by No Worries off their 2024 album, Why Lord. All right, last one for you. Of course, I missed a bunch of songs. That's the problem with a 1 hour show. But if you are interested, I always post a Spotify link to all the songs we played today, plus a little extra. If you are interested, you can go check it out on citr.ca/chopped-screwed to check out the archive and the episode information. For today's episode, it'll be available shortly after this show is over. All right, last song we got today comes off the 2016 album Yes Lord by No Worries. This song is called Livin'.
Let's get it. my God, look at all of this. Yeah, a long way to get out here, but there's a drought here, and I'm winning. Ooh, yeah, yeah, let's get it. But the ambition, yeah, 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 let's get it. I'm living. It ain't all about the money, you dummy. But if it's out here, why don't you get it? Get it. Living. I'm living.
That was Livin' by No Worries. Sample, there's two samples in that song. One, you heard about 2 minutes in. That was a phone call sampled from the movie Black Fist, released in 1974. But the musical sample came from Brazilian rock band Karma from their song Tributo ao Sorriso from 1972. This is another band with only one album, but today considered a classic Brazilian rock. They were a forceful melodic Brazilian folk music band with a lot of progressive rock and jazz, consistent of a lot of orchestral arranges, and then the famous Jorge Amiden's Tritara, which is a guitar with three arms. Let's listen to this last song, and that's going to do it for today. Here is Tributo ao Sorriso by Karma.
Meu desejo é o que
That was Tributo al Sorriso, which was the sample in Livin' by No Worries. That's going to do it for today's episode. We covered No Worries and a bunch of their samples on Chopped and Screwed. I'm your host, Alex. Up next, we got Beppe Crespin, and after, Nardwuar, the Human Serviette. Stay tuned. Keep that dial on 101.9 FM, and we'll see you 2 weeks from now, Friday at 1 p.m. Chopped and Screwed out.